My name is Syl, and you're listening to Life Minute.
Singer-songwriter Syl is one of pop music's boldest new voices. Her smoky jazz-infused sound caught the ear of Stevie Nicks, who brought her on tour in 23. Now she's hitting the road again, opening for Dua Lipa on the Radical Optimism tour this fall. The 23-year-old just released a new EP, Don't Hold Me Accountable, and she joined us recently in studio to tell us all about it and more.
The past 2 years, I was like writing a lot of music and I was finishing my EP, which is called Don't Hold Me Accountable. Then I released it in May of this year. Now we're kind of in like a really cool part of putting out the music and finally like playing shows. And this is the first EP that I've put out in 2 years. And this EP was really just acknowledging the struggles of being young and going through your growing pains, figuring out who you are as a person, but also figuring out how to hold yourself truly accountable to, is this relationship treating me well? Like, am I giving myself the respect that I need in this relationship? Am I disrespecting myself? Whatever you're going through in life, I think that we have a hard time, especially as women, to put ourselves first. I think that I struggled a lot with my self-respect, so I was always putting everybody before myself. Maybe through creating this music, I will be able to find some sort of path forward and, you know, loving myself a little bit better, and maybe I can help somebody else do the same thing. I can start with my favorite song, which is Forgot to Be My Lover. It was just so fun to make, and it really brought out like a side of me that I haven't really explored yet. There's like my attitude and my cheekiness of just kind of being able to say like, this is not as serious as I think it is. Like, I don't need to be so depressed about this boy. Like, it's okay. It was one of the earlier songs that we wrote in the EP, so it was kind of a catalyst to the tone and setting the tone to the EP. The first song we did was You're a Liar, You Love Me. I think that was also like very much a tone setter. Those two songs in particular were like big ones for me. There was a lot of soul, and I wanted to put my soul into this EP. I feel like the best way that I've been able to describe my sound is like pop soul. It's pop music, and I love to make pop music, but there's a soul to it. You know, I was really inspired by the blues growing up and soul music. I was really obsessed with vinyls. I would collect vinyls and listen to them, and I think that that's where a lot of my inspiration came from. And the artists that I found on those records were the ones I think that have impacted me the most. The Platters, Etta James, The Beach Boys, they were big. Phil Collins is another one. I found a Genesis album in a 99-cent bin. Changed my life. I'll be playing most of the songs from the EP on the tour. This is kind of my first time really being able to curate a show for myself. It's so fun, and it's cheeky, and it's cool. It's exactly like how the journey felt of creating this music. It's the same. And it was crazy to have the people who are my fans and like this kind of little culture that we've built together and having them know every lyric to every song. I felt really understood. It's like those moments as an artist, this is why I do it. With Dua, it's really cool because, you know, when an artist like that asks you to come on tour, it feels very intentional. It's something I'm super grateful for. I love her. I think she's so talented. She's amazing. Stevie, we went on tour like a year and a half ago. She like brought me on for her tour. It was my first. Yeah, she basically, you know, I had put out a song called One More Shot, and I was like putting out an EP at the time and whatever. The story of how I found out is kind of crazy because I was in Joshua Tree, and every time I'm seeking some sort of spiritual answers from the universe, I always go to Joshua Tree. It's my place. So I was in Joshua Tree, and I was actually at this like spiritual store that I love to go buy crystals at. And I got a call from my manager at the time, and he was like, hey, so like, are you sitting down? And I was like, yeah, like, who's suing me? Like, what's wrong? And he was like, nobody's suing you, but Stevie Nicks wants you to come on tour with her. And I just started bawling, obviously, because what are you supposed to do? Yeah, it was such a gift, and I'm forever grateful for her for just allowing me to go on that journey. She gave me some of the best advice ever, and it was just a wonderful experience. I think I learned so much about myself. Thanks to Stevie, I think I'm really ready for tour. She said that your journey is the part that you're gonna talk about. So don't worry about the end result and how you get to the end result. Just worry about now. And as simple as that is, I think it changed my life, and it is the reason that I don't give myself so many expectations anymore. Like, you can give yourself a timeline. You can give yourself a to-do list of things you need to achieve by the time you're however old. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter how you get there. Like, that's the whole magic of it, is at the end of it, you get to tell a story. And that's kind of the business that we're in. You know, as an artist, I feel like I'm in the business of telling stories. Stevie Nicks is actually a big reason why I do music. And it was before we even met or anything. She came on the radio when I was like 7 years old. It was the first song I ever cried to. It was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And I remember like trying to record it on my, I think my dad's BlackBerry or something. I'm not even joking. It changed my life. And I was like, I want to do that. Nobody in my family does music other than me. But my brother likes to play guitar. And I thought my brother was really cool. And I wanted to be like him. So I learned piano when I was like 8 years old. I think that he was like a really big inspiration to me. My grandpa, he likes to always tell me, never compromise yourself for other people and what they want or ask of you. Because I grew up, you know, in a very complicated way. And there was a lot of like compromising yourself for the greater good of what we believe is right, and for religion and for different things like that. I think my grandpa, he used to tell me like, you should never compromise yourself. And I think that that's really good advice. Even if somebody is trying to tell me that what they believe I should do is right, doesn't always mean that it is for me. I think that that's helped me a lot, because if it wasn't for that ability for me to be free and have that advice from him, I don't think that I would have moved out to LA when I was 16. I wouldn't have taken risks with the music that I make. I wouldn't take risks with the people that I love. Self-care is like such an important part of my ritual of having good mental health, because I struggled for so long with my mental health. And once I figured out these routines, although they might be weird and quirky sometimes, they work for me. All I can really ask for is to feel good in my body, feel happy in my body. I think self-care is like one of the most important things that you can do for yourself. I struggled with my eating for years. It was like 2 years when I was on the Stevie tour. I was struggling really hard with my eating. I wouldn't eat anything but avocado toast for a long time, and it was really hard. But then as I've been on this journey, I think, of healing, eating healthy and a balanced diet was really important to me. So eat healthy. I like to have candles. I need like my space to feel cozy and calm. Like, in the mornings, especially on show days, those are gonna determine my entire day. So I try to have very calm mornings. I take a shot of tequila before sometimes, so that's a ritual. I think that this tour will be me exploring what my future rituals are gonna be. I think what I'm really obsessed with at the moment is, sunscreens. I've been like really into like trying to pick a good sunscreen, like a good tinted sunscreen is what I mean. Like, I need a good one. And for a long time, I like didn't use sunscreen, which is probably why I look so mature. I want to find like a good sunscreen. That's kind of what I've been in. I've been into like Supergoop. I kind of just like wear what I want. I don't know. I don't really have like much of an inspiration. I think Pamela Anderson is a big inspiration for me. I relax by doing like a 3.5 hour spa ritual at my house at night, like when I can. Like, I'm like, okay, I need to relax. I need to be home at 4 p.m. and then I'll be up till like 12, just taking care of myself. But yeah, the beach, I like swimming in the ocean. My moon's in Pisces. I think music is just everything to me. There isn't really a lot of like stuff I do outside of it. It's kind of the center of my world. I think music can do a lot of things for people. I think that it can encourage you. I think it drives people, and I think that music connects our souls together. It's the one language everyone can understand, if you really think about it. When you make music, it doesn't matter what language it's in, everyone understands. I knew what kind of an impact it has on people. I knew if I had this desire to do it and this gift to do it, I needed to do it. New music, always. I think that this journey of finding myself through my art is a never-ending thing. I think that's really what's next for me, and just hopefully playing more shows and being happy. So yeah, that's what's next.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.